This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. It is Mike Florio. He is the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on Twitter, and he joins us for his weekly appearance. Mike, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, we're okay, but our poor producer, Robbie, who's a Lions fan, is not. He's still dealing with the fact that Frank Ragnow mysteriously retired from the team.
I mean, the only good news is it wasn't a mystery for the Lions. They knew it. They planned for it. It's just another piece of adversity they're going to have to deal with this year. Dan Campbell, the head coach, has the right attitude. They've had coordinator changes, much tougher schedule this year than last year, personnel changes. What can you do other than go back to what Dennis Green used to call the Valley of 0-0? And dig yourself out one game at a time. They got 7 tough games before the bye to start the season. And that'll lay the foundation for what kind of a team they're going to be down the stretch. But, you know, it's always better to be as prepared as you can be for the postseason. I think the trials they'll face this year will make them perhaps better prepared for the playoffs than they were last year or possibly even the year before.
I'm curious as to what your thoughts are on where they stand when you talk about all the people they lost in terms of coordinators, Aaron Glenn, and obviously here, Ben Johnson gone from that staff, along with some others, and now Frank Ragnow, versus the fact that they should be healthy when the season starts after losing so many players to injury last year. Is it a net positive or net negative in your opinion?
No, I think that what they were able to do last year by getting through that adversity, having the resilience to keep playing and playing well, even though it really did hit critical mass on the defensive side of the ball. Those are lessons to carry over. There are certain things you don't want to carry over. You don't want the success to carry over. You don't want, given that you were 15-2 last year, if you start 4-3, you don't want to think, oh no, the sky is falling. We're not going to be as good as we were last year. And I think that's one of the big reasons Dan Campbell is saying the things he's saying. He doesn't want to give players built-in excuses for why this year should be a disappointment and it's just not our year. And they managed to not give into that temptation when the injuries were happening. Oh, well, it's not our year. They kept fighting. They kept going. They kept scratching. They kept clawing. And when you look at the rest of the NFC, I mean, it's really the Eagles and the Lions as the two most talented teams on paper. They should be okay, but the record likely won't be as good as it was last year. They could be a better team with a lesser record than they had in 2024.
And fair enough on the mysterious call, Mike. You're right. It wasn't like Frank Ragnow didn't have injuries that he was dealing with. But when I consider his impact on the Lions and how crucial this center to quarterback exchange is, you know, we've talked a lot about, of course, here, how much that held the Bears back in years past. And I wonder, when you consider the importance of that position, how do you base it now, even relative to left tackle on an offensive line?
I think that one thing we've learned in recent years, after the obsession with left tackle and then the pivot to how important the right tackle is, all five spots are critical in different ways. But if you have a weakness on your offensive line, defenses are smart enough to figure out how to exploit it, and they'll just break the dam open there. The center is important because he's involved in making the calls and the shifts, and you know, he's basically the tip of the spear. And if you have a poor interior offensive line, that was what used to drive Tom Brady crazy, not the tackle play. If you've got guards and centers who are basically being thrown into the legs of the quarterback, good luck having time to figure out where the open receivers are. It's one thing to have to navigate a pocket that maybe isn't holding together on the edges, but if it's just getting blown up right in front of you, you've got no chance to have an effective passing game on a consistent basis. So they've lost 40% of their starting offensive line from last year in Detroit. And whether or not these two guys step in and get it done is going to be critical. And then you have to wonder about the depth behind them too, because you're going to have younger guys who have to step up. You backfill with more younger, less than starter type guys. Will they be able to answer the bell if and when injuries push them into service?
Mike, I've been trying to figure out like a wins above replacement scale for players in football. And I've maybe was a little over the top when I said that Frank Ragnow was worth a win. But given the Lions offense, I don't know, he's got to be up there. Like, I got to do the math and do the conversion for like a 5-win player in baseball over 162 versus a like a win percentage player in the NFL. But there's a metric there that either you've got to get on or I've got to get on or somebody.
Well, look, the entire offensive line of any successful team or unsuccessful team, you know, when the better the team is, the less we pay attention to the line, unless they're just throwing guys around pancake blocks one after another. Because when an offense is going well, so much of the focus is on the quarterback play, the running backs, the receivers, the offensive line gets overlooked. And I think that's what's happened with Detroit. The offensive line has been the heart and soul of that team. They embody the work ethic, the grit, the toughness. If Dan Campbell were to play any position on that team, it would be offensive line. I mean, he's a former tight end who knows a thing or two about blocking. So it's going to be critical and it's going to be important. It's going to be a total offensive line effort to make sure that the new center and the other replacement players are propped up, expected to play at a high level, and together that unit. You know, the best teams in football have the same five players start and play most games on the offensive line all year long. If you can hold that unit together, you're ahead of the curve and you're more likely to be successful.
Okay, so I'm just curious because we're dealing right now with the Bears doing their mandatory minicamp, as I know a lot of teams around the league are. What has Mike Florio's eye right now in this kind of, not a dark time, but just a downtime compared to where we will be when training camp starts? What are you focused on and what are you keeping an eye out on around the league?
Well, without question, it's what the hell is Aaron Rodgers going to do and when is he going to do it, right? And at this point, you're 9 days away from the conclusion, maybe 8 days away from the conclusion of the offseason program in Pittsburgh. Unless he shows up for the mandatory minicamp, and I don't know, how much benefit is there? How much is he going to really gain by being there for the mandatory minicamp versus maintaining the flexibility that comes from not committing? He's said many times this offseason, I'm open for anything and committed to nothing. Why not stay uncommitted for another week? Because then you have until training camp starts to pick a team. And maybe there could be an injury somewhere. Something happens, something unexpected. The Vikings, after they look at the film of their entire offseason program, decide, you know what? We'll sit J.J. McCarthy for a year and go all in with Aaron Rodgers like we did with Brett Favre in 2009. But the moment you sign that contract, it's pretty hard to go back. Until you sign the contract, you can do whatever you want. And what are the Steelers going to do? What are they going to do? Sign Carson Wentz? I mean, they don't have a whole lot of options at this point other than to continue to wait for Aaron Rodgers. And the Steelers created this. This is one of the reasons why their fans are so dismayed. The Steelers did a very un-Steeler-like thing and put themselves in this position where, and the metaphor I've been using is, it's the guy with, you know, the ring box open and he's on his knee and he stayed there for 2 months and he's waiting for an answer. And they're going to keep waiting and waiting and waiting as long as it takes to get their yes.
Mike, if I had a dollar for every 40-year-old man who said, especially unmarried, that he was open to everything and committed to nothing, I wouldn't be doing this job.
Well, and he also said he would play for $10 million this year. Now, I think it was one of those things when you watch how he delivered it the one time he was on McAfee's show this offseason, you could tell by his facial expression that he knew he was going to regret writing that check, literally and figuratively. But it's going to be interesting to see wherever he lands, what he gets. Will it be a straight $10 million for 2025? If so, it's one hell of a bargain. And the Steelers have had some bargains at quarterback lately. And it's one of the reasons why they're waiting. If they're going to get one of the all-time greats with gas in the tank, who's so much better than the alternatives of Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson, it's a coup for the Steelers. And that's what their fans are like, why are they doing this? Because of the upside if and when Rodgers goes there.
We're assuming, we're presuming, but what are the chances? I mean, is it possible he just says, I'm done, I'm not going to the Steelers? I mean, how likely is that?
With him, you never know. And he prides himself on this. It's funny because when he was on McAfee's show, they were making a big deal about how he's not saying anything, but he's a guy who wants attention. Well, how can you be a guy who wants attention if you're not saying anything? Propping up this narrative that anyone who would say he craves attention hates him and should disclose their vax status before they say anything about it. But there are different ways to get attention. And I think part of his play is to deliberately build a mystery by keeping his mouth shut, knowing that the rest of us are going to fill that vacuum with speculation and analysis. And in this case, he's getting the attention because nobody knows what the hell he's going to do. And he likes it that way. He wants us to not know what he's going to do because then we're more likely to talk about him and try to figure out what he's going to do if he's not giving us any idea what he's going to do. That's what's driving me crazy. And I said a bad word last week on PFT Live when I said it's exhausting how he, you know, he was appearing at the Mike Studd show.
Right.
Answering questions. Well, every time I do the air quotes, I get confetti. There it is again. But
why is that?
Just tell us what you're going to do. Why is it a mystery? Hey, I'm going to play for the Steelers, but I'm not going to sign until training camp. Okay, just tell us. Because he clearly knows at this point what he's going to do. And I think he's being deliberately coy. For whatever reason, one of the reasons is I think he likes us all to be wondering what the hell he's going to do.
I can't. The confetti air quotes thing is incredible. I had no idea that this was a secret.
Yeah.
A secret.
I can't let's start it. I'm trying to start it now.
Let's see if
away.
It does it on ours. Oh, maybe it's just over. A single. Okay. So this segment with Mike is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I really think this has to do with what he had to sit through with Brett Favre. I know that sounds a little far-fetched, but
sounds petty.
I really think that it has to do. Do you not remember, guys, when that took the NFL world by storm? It was a simpler time. That was leading SportsCenter every day. Like, do you remember that? It was whether or not he was going to play. And to up the ante, have you two seen the Netflix, quote, documentary, end quote, confetti?
Why wiping quotes around the, wiping air quotes and trying to get confetti off that documentary?
Because I believe if it's not fully sourced, then it's not an actual documentary.
Okay.
Johnny Manziel is the best example, having known people close to that situation. But I think that whole arc was the entire obsession with Brett Favre, while Aaron Rodgers, who got drafted in 2005 with what I forgot was a soul patch, facial hair, that whole arc was about him waiting in the wings. And I do wonder about that piece of it. It's just not going to dominate the news cycle like it did back then.
I remember it well. I remember when Favre was on Letterman's show, and they played a little clip of it in that documentary. He said something when he was on Letterman when my reaction to it, and I can't remember the exact words, like basically when training camp comes around, I have no idea how I feel. I thought, holy crap, this guy's coming back. And so I knew it was happening. I could sense it. I could feel it. And even when it happened, I remember where I was. The family was at the National Zoo in D.C. And I remember walking around and on my phone, I don't know if I got an email or what. It was 2008, so the technology wasn't the same as today. But I was amazed. But I wasn't. And I was stunned but I'm going to be a story of weeks. And Rodgers has been, somebody who knows him told me that calculation signed by the, then if he signed by the Steelers, workouts. And I think that makes sense. If he had signed a contract and stayed away from everything, people would be like, what the hell? Are you committed? What's going on? By not being signed, it takes some of the steam out of that. But still, at some point, you got to say, we got to get ready for the season. They got three winnable games right out of the gate, starting with a trip back to New York where he gets to take on the Jets. If he loses week one against a team that you look at the Jets, you look at the Steelers, you'd like to think the Steelers are the better team. If they lose that game, there are people who are going to say, well, if he'd just been there for the offseason program, maybe they would have been ready to go.
And they'd be right, Mike. That's why I don't understand this.
You mean hand signals aren't just psychically communicated?
No, I just it seems like he's setting himself up for failure, in my opinion, based on, one, the age, but also the fact that he's got to get used to playing with new players. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No. And we know how he is about needing to trust receivers. I think that if and when he signs, they will quickly trade for Alan Lazard, who redid his contract with the Jets. I'm surprised the Jets even want to keep him, because without Rodgers, Lazard is a far different guy than he is with Rodgers. So I think one of the reasons the Steelers have been waiting to add a receiver post George Pickens is they want to see what Rodgers is going to do, because you don't want Lazard if you don't have Rodgers. But if you have Rodgers, you want Lazard. And they've got DK Metcalf there. They've worked together at least one time that we know about. But you're right. They have to be comfortable. They have to click. They have to feel confident that when it's time to go play the games, you understand the hand signals. There's a lot that Rodgers expects his receivers to know. And if they don't know it, they're not in the trust tree and they don't get the football. So it's a big part of what's going on. And he's got so much leverage. The Steelers have given him so much leverage. Steelers fans are so dismayed that the Steelers are acting like they never have before, but they've never been in a position to plug and play one of the all-time great quarterbacks. You know, I can set aside all the things about Aaron Rodgers I don't like, and there are many of them. That will not cause me to downplay how good he is. He's still an incredibly good thrower of the football. His arm is as strong as it's ever been. The ball makes a sound as it goes by your helmet you've never heard before. That's what the Steelers are getting. And when you look at how good they've been, even without good quarterback play in recent years, man, he could make a difference for Pittsburgh if he ends up going there. And that's why they're waiting and waiting and happily waiting for him to make up his mind.
And we will wait and wait. But unfortunately, it won't dominate the news cycle like Brett Favre did. Mike Florio, I know you have a birthday coming up. Saturday is weird to understand. Happy early
Sunday.
Birthday. Sunday.
Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Where's my gift?
To my fellow Gemini.
What do you want?
Nothing. I'm fine. I want a Ferrari. I want to buy a Ferrari, but my wife has me convinced if you spend lavishly on a car, you will go to hell.
What?
Now, I don't generally believe there is a hell, because I don't think God would do that to his creatures. But at the same time, I don't want to risk it. And if buying a Ferrari is the thing that puts me over the top and sends me to hell, you know, I don't know that driving a Ferrari is worth it.
I sometimes think hell is on earth. Like, these things are more metaphorical and instant than we realize. But that's probably another conversation. Think of this.
Because I believe that there is a higher power that created us all. But if God loves us the way a father does, could you ever be so mad at your children that the punishment would be you shall burn in a lake of fire for all eternity? I mean, I've been grounded before and I deserved it. But I never pushed my parents to the point where they would even put me in a lake of fire for a weekend. So anyway.
Well, that's Mike fair. I'm glad to hear.
That's my take on theology.
Not a fire and brimstone guy.
You don't have to worry about me becoming the Pope.
This is what happens when you know, like, birthday talk kind of leads to philosophical discussions. Do think you should treat yourself.
Hey, like Joni says, we're all going to die, baby. We're all going to die.
I can confirm that that's probably what's going to happen, Mike.
I can see the pull quote.
I can see the pull quote now.
Like Florio, all caps.
We're all gonna die. I don't believe in hell, but we're all gonna die.
Back. I'm very disappointed I can't get the confetti back.
I think we have to switch you to the single shot again, and then that would work.
We apologize for not helping and aiding you to get your confetti back. So if it works now, No.
I can do other hand signals and see what happens.
No. That's not necessary.
Now we've got to figure this out. We have to figure out what you're getting for your birthday and how to do the air quote confetti thing. All right, we got projects.
The Hot Wheels Ferrari works fine for like $3 or whatever. I'm sure Hot Wheels costs way more than now.
It's the Ferrari in your heart. Mike Florio, thanks for joining us for so much.
Bye. Thanks, Mike.
Bye. That did go some places, didn't it?
You took it there. Well, actually, you just said happy birthday, and he said, speaking of my birthday.
I love how quick you are to blame me for stuff.
I'm saying you led the question that led him to just, I don't even know what he did, but he basically said he does not believe in eternal damnation.
Love you guys said, hey, happy birthday, and then he responded with, hey, we're all going to die.
Hey, some things you can't take away. Like, you can take certain people off of the midday show, but some DNA will remain. You know what I'm saying?
Point A to point Z.
Yeah, let's just be honest with that. We will take the fun out of some stuff on a midday shift. That's what we're here to do.
I thought that was fun, though.
It was. That's the point. You can blame me for this. I want to talk about Cole Kmet next.
That's not a blame thing. That's a we should talk about Cole Kmet thing. I'm with you.
We absolutely should. So Cole Kmet, because there's a new tight end in town, and his name is not Cole Kmet. That's next on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So with the 10th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan.
We cooked with hot grease now, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Smart, don't know what you're getting. Explosive. I mean, well, yeah, I know exactly what we're getting, man. Man, it's a huge first pick as a head coach, man. And you're exactly what we're looking for, man.
All right, I got a couple of questions here. We need to reset this a little bit. It's a radio term. It means like reestablish some stuff.
This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. Did I do a good job?
That is an excellent reset.
Okay.
Also, number one, Colston Loveland. Colston Montgomery. Did I accidentally Chicago conflate the two today? Yes, I did.
Not on the air, you didn't?
But in the meeting. Took a consonant out, put another one in.
It's fine.
Just add an S to Loveland as well, please.
The Colston Lovelands.
Colston Lovelands.
His new name is Colston Lovelands. No, here's the problem is I will remember it that way. It is Colston Loveland.
Yes. That's good. That's positive. Yes.
That's you convincing yourself. Colston!
Layla, don't Chicago the name!
The Drew Dolmans guy. Drew Dolmans and Colston Lovelands.
It's happening. You just stick consonants into words where there aren't an extra consonant, like collegiate.
Lovelands.
Collegiate?
It's like somebody once said collegiate. It's a Midwest thing. We're everybody has dialects and they all have like their side effects.
You know where I'm from. You know how I get down.
Exactly.
So when he said cooking with grease, I was like, but was it fish grease? Like the hot grease?
I like it.
That's what we say down south.
I know. And then we had a texter today chime in because we had the malaprop by Ben Johnson, the turn the notch up a couple dials. Just go with it, guys. Just forget it. He's rolling. So, yes, Colston Loveland. And also, most importantly, did we figure out if he always sounds like Ryan Poles or is it just sometimes?
Wait, say that again? Because...
Oh, you weren't here. It was Grody and me, and our whole show got thrown off because it's Grody and me. But, yeah, there was an interview with Colston Loveland.
Okay.
Where he sounded exactly like Ryan Poles.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. I didn't hear. When I heard him talk, I was like, I don't think he sounds exactly like Ryan Poles.
Well, Grody and I were convinced, and we were in a glitch in the Matrix. But I say all of this to say that there's a new tight end in town. So what does that mean for Cole Kmet? We've been trying to figure that out. When you hear from the previous mainstays of the offense, when it came to DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift, the focal points, if you will, the ones you're used to seeing, then it's good that they all spoke yesterday at minicamp, especially when we hadn't heard from Cole Kmet, who'd been outspoken when it comes to his opinion on the team, not afraid to tell you what was going on in his opinion. So it was nice to hear him just simply acknowledge what we knew, which was, how is this going to change for you? So here's what he said about his initial reaction.
What are your thoughts when the team drafts somebody at tight end at number 10 overall?
Yeah, I think at first, like, you're taken back a little bit. But, I mean, Ben was awesome about it in terms of calling me right away and kind of explaining the decision. And, you know, from there, you're just all on board on it and you kind of understand their vision. And, you know, you understand that there's going to be areas where we complement each other. And then there's obviously, just like in any position room, there's going to be areas where we compete for things, you know. And that's football and that's how it should be. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited, you know, to not only push him and then for him to push me. And we're going to make each other better. And, you know, I think the goal with it is to, you know, become the best 12 tandem in the league and see where we can take it from there.
There's a lot I appreciate in that comment.
What were you most appreciative of?
Number one, the conclusion and a mission statement, which is understanding how the 12 personnel is going to function on this team.
It's going to be the best 12 personnel in the league.
And even if it's not, the fact that you understand what the role is going to be and you look at it in a singular term that involves multiple people at your position, then that's great. Because if you have that mindset, then you're always going to understand that you're a part of a whole. And that will, I think, help him fully understand the functionality of it all. And also the fact that, yeah, I can understand why you would be surprised. Maybe he also wanted an offensive lineman like I did.
My answer to that is, we know that there was a run on offensive lineman before the Bears picked. Otherwise, I'd be in the camp. Were you really wanting them to take an offensive line with that pick?
Yes.
Not trade down and try to find someone?
No. And in fact, like, the other thing that he probably thought was going to happen was they were going to draft Ashton Gentry, because remember that?
Well, Ashton Jensen was long gone by the time the Bears got on the board.
But I don't blame him for being surprised, all of that said.
I think there had been enough Colston Loveland talk that he shouldn't have been surprised. Is that
there was enough tight end talk. I think there was more.
Okay, tight end. Yeah. Okay, fine. Tight end talk.
I agree.
But it sounds like he was surprised a tight end was taken.
Yes.
So I don't really understand why he'd be surprised, because it's not like he doesn't know what's going on. You could say you tune out all the information on the draft. You could say the guy is from Chicago. He knows what's what. His friends, family, whoever, somebody's telling him stuff.
He has a podcast.
He's a member of the media. So to,
he for sure, him to say, he sure let us know last year.
So to say he's surprised that a tight end was taken is kind of wild. Let's be honest.
I know. I don't think so, because we can say a lot of stuff, but that doesn't mean that the players think
but
it.
But I'm not saying he thought that a tight end was going to be taken. There's a long gap between I thought they would definitely take a tight end and I'm surprised they took a tight end.
I was surprised.
Really?
I think when he gets the contract that he got, he's probably like, oh, I'm secure as the guy. Why would they go get another guy? So I'm pretty sure it did shock him a little bit.
I sincerely thought that his lack of production last year wasn't necessarily on him. I thought it was on how that offense shook out. And so because of it, I was surprised that they took Colston Loveland.
Knowing what you know about how Ben Johnson likes to use tight ends and what types of tight ends he likes, I'm not surprised that they took Colston Loveland. I'd be more surprised if I was DJ Moore and they took the second round pick and used it on Luther Burden in the third. Based on Roma Dunze exists, based on I exist, based on you just took a tight end in the first round. Like that, I think that's more where I am. I thought they were going to use that pick on a tight end.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't.
Not tight end, I'm sorry, a tackle.
Yeah, I thought that the first round pick was going to either be offensive line or running back, or the second round pick was going to be offensive line or running back. And we saw how it played out. So Cole Kmet also talked about his role in tandem to Colston Loveland, about possibly being a mentor.
Well, I don't know if I've been asked to like mentor per se, but I still got things that I got to work on and I got to achieve. You know, I think like when I was a rookie, we had Jimmy here, and Jimmy was, well, I think Jimmy was like 32 or 33 at the time. And I don't know if I should say this publicly, but he probably wouldn't have said it then, but probably on the back end of his career at that point. And I don't necessarily feel like I'm at that stage of my career yet. So maybe a little different in that regard. But that being said, you know, getting to know Colston's been great so far, and I want to give him as much knowledge as I can, and, you know, give him all the things that I've learned and get him up to pace as quickly as possible, so that he can go out there and be the best football player that he can be this year and going forward. And so I'm excited about that. And it's been awesome to get to know him here these past few weeks since he's been drafted. And I think he's going to fit just fine in our room and in the offense as well.
Cole Kmet last year had career lows across the board until you go back to his rookie season. He's going into his, I believe, sixth year this year. Over his last six games, that man had 8 targets and 8 catches. That's all he had. That's all he had. So, like, to hear him speak with such grace and such acceptance of this is where we are and I'm going to do the best I can, I really respect him for the way he's talking and the way he's always, frankly, talked about his role on a team in which he didn't know necessarily what his role on the team was.
Cole Kmet was one of the first people who was a non-Ryan Poles guy to get rewarded with a second contract.
Yeah, and I think that says
speaks to his value over multiple regimes.
Yes.
But either way, I don't fault him. I appreciate him being graceful about all of this. I think the real key for him is understanding he's part of a whole. You do that on a team anyway. But when it comes to how the positions are utilized, like, that is going to be, I think, something that will be a wholesale mindset change just because of his original function on the offense for the past 2 years and what it was intended to be last year. So that's going to be a big piece of this is having to create like new mental pathways to get you from point A to B.
Yeah, I don't even know that I can speak to it, the intentions of Shane Waldron and then Thomas Brown. I mean, you see what happened under Thomas Brown's watch. I just told you the stats of those last six games.
If I see another flat route to Gerald Everett, I will throw many projectiles. That's not happening on this team because he's not here anymore.
I was about to say, that means something went horribly wrong.
But the fact that when Gerald Everett was on the field, he was typically an intended target.
I had issues with that.
Do we know why that was?
Because the offense was bad.
But was it schemed up to make him the primary target?
Sure as hell looked that way.
On the reads? Like he
sure looked that way.
Early in the progression?
Yes, it looked that way, didn't it?
It did look that way. I'm bouncing it back off you.
Better throw to him. No.
Do you remember? I'm trying to remember which game it was. Remember the game where
Jimmy Graham was 100% on the back end of his career, which is why Ryan Pace overpaying him by a significant amount was hilarious. It was him overvaluing his decision like he always did.
Well, yeah.
I made this decision, therefore I'm going to pay this person way more money than the rest of the tight ends are making in the league.
He was supposed to be a red zone target and didn't end up being the red zone target.
And now he's like sailing the Arctic.
Hey, man, that man gets around. You know, he flies helicopters. He sails. He does what he's a millionaire who's living his best life post-retirement.
He's an adrenaline junkie.
Well, most of us are. Most of us are. We just find adrenaline in different ways.
Do you want some trivia on Gerald Everett? What
he did
last
year?
I don't think I'm ready for this yet.
Okay, let's do three questions. Okay. How many yards did Gerald Everett get last year?
I'm going to say 120.
That's incorrect. Layla, do you have a guess?
Yeah, I'll say 200.
According to this, he got 36 yards last year.
Wait, what?
And I hated all of them. Yeah, I knew 200 was probably wrong.
And let's do another one as well.
I just like to overbid.
How many targets did he get last year?
Oh, he got too many, but I don't even think it was that many. I think it was like 10.
I'll go with 13.
He got exactly 13 targets. How many did he get after the Arizona game?
Are you cheating?
No, but I am looking it up now. I'm going to look it up.
After week 9, how many targets did Gerald Everett get for the rest of the year?
I know there were some sets where he was on the field and he wasn't the intended target, but by that time the damage had already been done for me.
He had 2, so that Gerald Everett thing, that did not work.
The one Gerald Everett stat I did know before we started this round of trivia is that Gerald Everett had 1 first down last year. I didn't know that because Dan and I talked about that previously.
But I think it's because I wrote it down every single time, and I'm like, why are you throwing to him? Why is he existing in this? Seriously, we had to break before we even got to the conversation with Ben Johnson? Can we at least play it?
Well, no, let's take a break. We'll play it later. We got other...
We can do it with Mark Grody.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Grody
later.
At 1. Coming up next, it is halftime, and we can't have nice things as a show.
Is that a TV show? We can't have nice things?
Or? No, as a group of people, we can't have nice things as a show.
I'm going to tell you about the same hype party, because you all need to be aware of this.
Ray said that there was a weird bro-y thing that happened to him, and I want to hear about it.
Okay.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime here in Rahimi and Harris on The Score. We talked about the Bears because they did a lot of talking at Alice Hall yesterday. The offseason is coming soon. Soon, my friends. Until then, you get more Bears talk because things are happening. You also get more Cubs talk because they are now 16 games above 500. Mike Florio talked a lot about Frank Ragnow, Aaron Rodgers, and eventually the afterlife. And now we're to this point on the show.
We talked about
Cole Komet and how I think Gerald Everett took precious time away from him.
It's halftime.
Justice for Cole Komet.
Might not get it this year.
And Colston Loveland's. All
right, so halftime. Who you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I ceded my floor to Ray. It's you.
Oh, okay. So, listen, there's this thing going on. They're called same height parties. Have you heard about them? This is great.
I call it my family.
What?
We're all similar in height.
Oh, okay. So this has been going on for quite some time. It started with like a German artist who had people at his house, and he created these platforms where, depending on how many of the platforms you put on, you were 2 meters tall. Like, they took the tallest person and made everyone the same height as the tallest person.
What?
So now, when you interact with people, you're eye level with them. You're all on equal ground. And this is a way to explore maybe the dynamics of height.
When I was the sideline reporter for the Bulls, sometimes they put me on a step stool to talk to people.
They put me on a step stool to talk to people before. It just
depends.
You're
6'3"?
2. But thanks for giving me that extra inch. It tells me what you think about me. I love it.
I think you're tall.
Yeah. Well, at a certain height, doesn't everyone just look tall to you when you're
up
close and personal?
Yeah, and for me, that height passes 5'7".
Wait, you don't look at a 5'7 man the same way you look at me. You're not looking up. You're just kind of looking a little bit up.
That was such a defining statement. What? You don't look at a 5'7 man the same way you look at me. Like, are we in a play right now? That was an incredible line. It's like a movie.
No, but so this party.
I look up to all of you. I learned it from you.
It was weird because they said like a man who was 5'10 at this party, he puts the platforms on and now you're looking at him differently. You know how y'all be looking at men who are over 6 foot?
It's about making eye contact.
One time I went on a date with this girl, you know what she told me? She told me she's 5'1". She told me, listen, this is about survival. I want my kids to have a fighting chance.
I have no children.
No, but she was saying she didn't have children either. But she's saying a prospective mate needed to be a certain height so that she could actually give some height to her kids.
We know really tall people who want to date shorter people. And I'm like, why? I would want a superhuman athlete. So like A, free college scholarship. And then B, like go be successful at the things I wasn't, like height. So I have the opposite view. I'm like attracted to qualities that I don't have. So, like, but it's not a survival thing. It's like a you will do better in life than me thing.
The reason I brought up the height thing is because one of the dating apps, I can't remember which one, just recently added a height filter on the dating app.
Yeah, but that height filter doesn't actually make you see these people in person.
But I would say the women now can say, hey, I want my prospective match to be fill in the blank. And of course, 6 foot is the go-to. And I thought it was so interesting how many men were upset about this. I was like, it is what it is, man. You're out here in the digital streets. Like, Go out here and meet people in real life.
Women don't look like their Instagram pictures a lot of the time either, friends.
Exactly. So, just, I
like, I can tell you that people don't have mouse ears, you know, like Snapchat filter.
Would you be interested in going to a height party, Layla?
Everybody's taller than me. I don't care. Are they nice and do they actually like me or are they not a scumbag?
You don't know, it's strangers. A party full of strangers.
Yeah, we do that on the weekends, friend.
Not you. Where were you Saturday?
Where were you Friday?
Friday, I just went to, what's it called? Hide and seek? I just went to have dinner. Like,
and afterward?
I went out for a little
party,
bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
I went out for a little bit. I went out for a little bit.
There it is.
Now I went home.
There it is.
So I would say it is brutal on the dating streets. I have a girlfriend, but
and
like.
And you're tall.
Humble
yes,
brag.
Yes.
I have a girlfriend.
Like, how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
What's
great, two things. So my girlfriend, when we first met, we met out on dating app. She had hers at 6'3 and above, so I almost didn't make the cut. So
but
then she had to
tall.
Knock it down.
So you lied is about
it,
your
but
height?
She's tall, isn't
no,
she?
No, she had to lower her standards to 6'2".
Literally lowering her standards.
But she is tall, right?
Yeah, she's 6 foot.
Like, so, I don't care, you know, because I'm 5'3", you know, but like, when you're tall, I think it's a bigger
issue.
My
best friend is 5'7", and like, life couldn't be worse for him, like, in the dating life world. Because, like, no one is going to go for that if that's on your dating app and that's how you're meeting people.
He needs more cash to stand on top of when he talks to girls.
He's an investment banker, too. I think he's just, he might just,
have
he,
we talked
he's
about,
not good at talking to girls.
Yeah, maybe. Have we talked about, like, his responsibility in this? Like,
oh,
I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah, he sees a girl and he's like, ugh. So he kind of fizzes up a little.
That was very Blink Man of him.
And you think it's the high thing, huh?
Yeah, maybe. I'm trying to gas him up a little bit.
All right. Well,
that didn't work.
Wow. That's not nice, Layla.
He lives in Detroit. He won't hear this.
So you ceded your time to Ray for what purpose again?
Because Ray said to me in the control room a few minutes ago, I had this weird bro-y thing happen to
Talk
me.
Talk to me, Ray.
Morning.
Yeah, it wasn't directly that it happened to me, but I was in my apartment yesterday morning listening to the Mully and Haw show here on The Score, as I do every morning, when I heard some commotion in my alley outside of my apartment building. And so I had to lower the volume on my radio.
And see what was going on.
Like, okay, look, what is this? So I go to my window, my kitchen window, open the window, and I look, and there is a confrontation happening that made me think of what we discussed Monday from the White Sox game, which was the benches clearing incident between the Orioles and the White Sox. And Layla, who was the player that had the funny line from the White Sox? Where
Cam Boozer.
Cam Boozer talking about like, oh, after you, let's go all out to the field and everybody get in each other's face, but no one does anything. So there's this loud moment happening in my alley where these guys are in each other's face. And it's just the broiest, weirdest confrontation ever, where it's like, no, bro, you got in my way, bro. No, you got in my way. And they are like in each other's faces. And I live behind a grocery store. So there's a man just trying to work, a third man just trying to work and unload a truck while this confrontation is going on. And he's trying to break up the confrontation between the bros because one of them was literally in a tank top because, you know, it's hot weather. So he had to show off. You know what I'm saying?
It was not hot weather.
And you're not going to step to him.
It's gun season.
That's right.
Show
Sun's out, guns out.
So did they figure out who got in each other's way, or were they just
no, they
yell
didn't.
At each
the,
other?
The poor truck driver who's just trying to unload this truck to bring things into this grocery store had to break it up after like more than 5 minutes of no, you got in my way, bro. And I just wanted to say like, yo, swing or get walking, like do something or. Get out of the way. You're just in the way, inconveniencing everybody at this point. For what? To be silly bros, just being in each other's faces, trying to look tough, while you're just not actually tough, unless you actually swing on somebody.
That is a weird bro-y thing.
That was just bizarre. Like, do something or keep it moving, please.
Now, Robbie, you took your time to add about your friend, but you forgot to tell the truth about you.
What's the truth?
Oh, about what happened to me yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So I'm admitting this in the building that it happened. So our building here got a new gym, and we got a new golf simulator. And I went to go check it out. Awesome. What they did with it was great. It was being renovated for months. So, you know, I pull out. They have a bunch of clubs there. And I was like, you know what? Let me just borrow a club. And I was hitting. I'm new to golf. I'm not very good. But on my seventh drive, I hit the ball with the driver that is not mine, and the head explodes off the club, flies off, hits the simulator. I broke this brand new club on the first day of the golf simulator, and I've never been more embarrassed in my entire life about what happened.
So you said you talked to them, like you admitted it, or you told them what happened?
I had like the devil and the angel on my shoulder, like, should I tell them that I broke this, or should I just leave it and abandon the scene? I did tell the front office person, and he was like, oh, it must be bad clubs. But no, it was. I don't know what happened, so I may never go back to that golf simulator again.
I think we should go. I think we should all go together and just see.
Group outing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to check out what's up with this new floor. They've been promoting it for months.
It's awesome. It's really, really cool. But sorry to that golf club.
I think you did the right thing, Robbie. I'm still trying to figure out who got in whose way.
Oh, the alley in Logan Square? I don't know. The world will never know.
If you are part of the weird bro-y thing that happened to Ray, 312-644-6767.
I don't know if that's the move, but we'll find out.
Did
shortly.
You confront someone in an alley in Logan Square?
Actual sports questions. Five on it next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.